field. That's between a pig and a hog.
Okay. Do you know what that's, how that's spelled?
Shoat?
Yeah.
S-H-O-A-T, I guess.
Okay. And then what was that thing that you told me a few minutes ago that you call a female hog?
Sow. S-O-W.
Oh, okay. That's really strange. I always thought there was a hog or a pig, and that's all there was to it. And then what's the stiff hairs on the hog's back?
Bristles.
And the big teeth?
Tushes.
Okay. And is that the same thing that you would call for an elephant?
Yeah.
Okay. We were already talking about where you put their food.
Mm-hmm, in the trough.
If there's three or four of them?
Yeah.
What do you call three or four of them? Three or four?
Troughs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to have a lot of them. You have a lot of hogs.
Mm-hmm. And you said that you never have seen any wild hogs running around?
No, not in this part of the country.
No.
Have to go to Africa, I guess.
Okay. So if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, you would have to operate on him.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call that operation?
Is it castrated? Didn't we say it a while ago?
Yeah.
Castrated or what?
Okay. And how about for a horse or a calf or a tomcat? Is it all called the same word?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the noise made by a calf when it is being weaned?
That's woo calf, woo, something. it don't blate, doesn't it? Did it say blate?
Mm-hmm.
Blate.
So, that's the noise that it would make.
Uh-huh, blate.
Because it sure wouldn't want to be weaned. Okay. How about the real gentle noise that the cow makes during feeding time?
She moves.
She moves.
Mm-hmm.
And how about the gentle noise that the horse makes?
He neighs.
Okay. So if you had to go out and all the stock was getting hungry, you would have to go out and
feed the stock. That's what Papa always said.
Okay. And how about hens and turkeys and geese? You'd say, I have to go out
to feed the fowls. He'd say, go to the fowl house.
Okay. A hen that's on a nest of eggs is called a...
setting of eggs.
Okay. That's what you call the hen?
Huh?
What would you... Okay, the hen that's on the eggs.
Oh, she's a setting. Yeah.
Okay.
Always put about 15 eggs under. I've been with my mother a lot of times.
Tell me about that. I didn't know anymore.
Yeah, and she'd mark them, put a pencil mark on them so she could tell if there's any other hens try to lay eggs. And I was always afraid of those little setting hens because they'll flog you. They'll jump on you and peck you.
Mm-hmm.
But Mama wasn't afraid. She'd just run her hand under the hen to see
another,
see if they're all there or some other hen's been laying. You know, they will. They just scooch up, you know, and lay right by. And she'd take these other eggs out. That's why she'd mark a ring on the setting eggs.
Okay, so one hen will have
15 eggs,
and she'll mark all of them.
Uh-huh.
If another hen comes up and lays some eggs beside her, she'll
take them out.
Your mother would just take them
right out.
Yeah. And then what would she do? Find the hen that laid them?
No. She'd try to watch and scare off, you know, if she would catch one, you know,
mm-hmm.
sitting by those setting hen.
Wow.
And they're just for us, and you go by and she just make the office noise.
The hen would?
The hen would just sitting. Yeah, she just fussing.
Well, why would another hen lay her eggs down next to the setting hen?
I don't know. They're just funny.